call Baraboo. I'm gonna play. I'm out of the last place. Yeah. This is it, then you can go home. Everything, all the houses are empty, so they're still depressing.
There's only one sound, fills the air like a chorus of you. I only feel one thing, rolls over me like a wave of you. The night gets so long, can't sleep cause I'm haunted by you. There's miles in between. I almost screamed it. There's miles and miles between me and you and your blue eyes. Blue, baby blue eyes. Blue eyes. Blue, your baby blue eyes. There's beauty in the way. Sky fills with the colors of you. It's been so long since we talked. I keep a place in my heart for you. The night gets so long, I try to fill it with dreams of you, but there's a page ripped out. I can't finish the story of you and your blue eyes, blue, baby blue eyes, blue eyes, blue, baby blue eyes. You act like you're so tough, but I have seen into the heart of you. You got a little laugh, can't forget those little things you do. There's beauty in the way. The sunset still reminds me of you. And there's miles in between. Oh, but there's more than miles between me and you and your blue eyes. Blue, baby blue eyes. Blue eyes. Blue, baby blue eyes.
Two different people. It was weird to do, but it was both, you know, like a few lines here, a few lines there. They're both married now, which is weird.
To each other?
I hedged my bets and I lost both ways.
Did you make that up?
That story? That song or that story?
The story.
No, Carrie Jankowski and Emily Wilkes are both married. Emily is now Emily Bruno. Gross. She could have been Emily Baraboo. Those are more epic names. She could have had epic children. Oh, this is the different colored eyes. I don't know how many different colors there are, but.
Oh no.
Michigan, and a tidal wave tore through this town. I saw your hair, it was brown, and the roof flew right off my your pop, it was brown, and you gave me little Coca-Cola kisses, and my heart broke on the night that you left, and there's a few pieces I still haven't found.
Doing the colors of eyes set. I might have more if I think harder. That last one, there's like a line about a tidal wave crashing through a town. I used to live in this small town. It was really small. It was the kind of town that everybody that lives in it just hates it. And you're like they set off the fireworks and like the dune would catch on fire. And everybody who lived there would be like, yeah, you see when the dune caught on fire? Like, yeah, awesome. I should have burned the whole fucking town down. That kind of town. This one. I wish it would have burned it all down. It's cool when the dune catches on fire. I used to live in a closet in Arcata, California. And all I did was read the Lord of the Rings trilogy, which is the greatest book ever. Books 3. That's how I started this song. The greatest book ever could never be as great as being there with you when you first read it. Clutch it to your chest, take a deep breath with tears in your eyes. Yeah, 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 I think you're better than everything else ever, ever, ever. The greatest movie ever could never be as great as being there with you when you first saw it. Holding your hand underneath the Afghan with your TV blue eyes. Yeah, 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 think you're better than anything else ever. Oh, my chair fell off. Hold that note.
Ever. Ever.
Professional.
The greatest song ever could never be as great as being there with you when you first heard it. Moving around the room with your gray t-shirt and your faded blue jean eyes. Yeah, 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 I think you're better than anything else ever, ever, ever.
We swam at a nude beach. my heart is all fuller now.
Which one? Where?
Pirate's Cove.
Pirate's Cove.
The nudiest beach around. It's the first time I swam in the Pacific Ocean. It was really cold. I swam for like 2 seconds. I kind of just left my, I left my underside in it for a long time. I'm below the belt. I haven't been washed in a while. Let the kelp do its work. So I got put in here. Can everybody hear things? Everybody's all spread out. Like if you turn around. I feel like William Shakespeare. This is about a band from Lansing called Ape Romans. We're the best. They're better than all other Lansing bands. And much better than all Muskegon bands in Grand Rapids.
The words that you sang on a track that you wrote on a record that I lost when I moved 2 years ago. It all came back loud and clear. that you played all at once, then one after another. The drums kicked in with the bass. Oh man, you guys sounded so good together. Well, it all came back loud and clear and made me sad. I miss that band. Maybe if I close my eyes, I'll be back in the Lansing basement, nodding my head while you rock. I wish now, just like I wish back then, that we'd never have to ever grow up. But it all came back loud and clear and made me sad. I miss that band.
Yeah, woohoo!
Woohoo! What's next, y'all?
Strawberry.
All right, off the bat. This is my like big finish. Don't worry, I have more big finishes. He's packed full of them. I'll start it with this. Sometimes when you meet somebody, you don't know anything about them, but you know that the words that you could use to describe them are pointless. That's sort of where this came from. You know that there's more to them than just the only words you know that we've been given. That was a bad intro.
To say that you are cute. It'd be like saying that a strawberry is sweet, because a strawberry has secret flavors that are sharp, tart, and red, and deep. I would love to find you growing wild out by the woods. I'll make a basket with the front of my t-shirt and take home as many of you as I could to say that you are pretty. It would be like saying that the ocean is blue, because the ocean is filled with all kinds of colors and I see all kinds of things when I look at you. I want to explore you with my tennis shoes off, standing ankle deep in a tide pool with my khaki pants rolled up, to say that you are funny. Be like saying that the night sky is black, because the night sky is filled with stars and comets and planets that no one has seen yet. I want to look at you lying down on my front lawn. I'll try to take you all in at once, but you just go on and on and on.
Michigan. I don't know if I pointed that out. So I talk about snow in Lake Michigan. So I'm not faking it. People from West Michigan, and I mean people from Michigan, West Michigan, Mid Michigan, whatever, and from all over will pretend to be from the West Coast. It's really weird. I used to do it in high school. I was in like a surf band. I was doing I wore like Hawaiian t-shirts, just like y'all do every day. I had some flip flops. Just like you guys. But this is a very Michigan song.
There's fresh snow on the suburbs. I'm staying with my parents. It hasn't been a good year. Things are all right here. I'm sleeping in the spare room that used to be my bedroom. Even though I'm home now, feel completely homeless. I'm looking at the moon. shining on the snow. Oh, and everything was blue. Ooh, except the Christmas lights. Walking around the basement where my band used to practice. Sometimes I don't want to make new friends. Sometimes I just miss my old friends. But I'm seeing someone new now. She calms my heart down. But I'm too scared to tell her how crazy I can get. Sometimes I'm looking at the moon. Ooh, shining on the snow. Oh, and everything was blue. Ooh, except the Christmas lights. I never feel better after I cry. I spent 6 months of my life just wanting to die. I am learning how to be alone without being lonely, learning how to be lonely without losing my mind. I'm looking at the moon, ooh, shining on the snow. Oh, and everything was blue, ooh, except the Christmas lights.
It's really difficult to be on tour right now for anybody, I guess. Well, maybe not. I heard if you're in Leonard Skinner, you're doing really well. I was talking to this guy about it. I was like, yeah, it's kind of rough to tour. He's like, my friend's playing keys in Leonard Skinner right now, and he's making, those guys are pulling $1 million a year. I was like, okay, never mind. Just filling in on keys, too. My parents never gave me piano lessons, so they got the dream to tour with a bunch of racists. This is a new song. Summer was purring like a kitten, till the record started skipping. I was squeaking through the screen door in your kitchen. Said, do you want to go downtown with me? You can stop by the library in the road by my side, your dad's old 10-speed. Felt like everything was finally perfect. We rode past the empty stores, the churches, but then I looked in your eyes. They were anxious, they were nervous. Under all the rolling clouds, over all the fields that surround this tiny town. Night you started to cry, ran into the bathroom and locked yourself inside. I wanted to knock down the door, but instead I just leaned against the other side. Sometimes it feels like I don't know you, after all the stupid stuff that we've been through. How many horror movies have we sat through? How many Sour Patch Kids? How many 2 liters of Mountain Dew? I want to see you get through this. Feels like nothing I say makes any difference. When I left your house that night, felt totally awful and selfish. Under all the rolling clouds,
that surround, trap us in this tiny town. Maybe I did the wrong thing, maybe I should have stayed, but maybe you were gonna feel better, maybe. Maybe nothing would have changed. Fall asleep on the couch, wake up tired, I try my best not to miss you. I'll try very hard. I remember stopping by a long time ago, heard you inside playing piano. Sat down on your front step, listened through the window, under over all the fields that surround this tiny town, under all the rolling clouds, over all the fields that surround, trap us in this tiny town.
I'd befriend people that were kind of crazy, and like, it was bad, it was fun, but it's weird to have crazy friends. And now I have crazy friends too, but most of them are creative, so it's different. It's in the run of the mill, just super depressed, boring.
I thought I could find you if I walked through a snowstorm, as if you were hiding under a white pile of snow. And I thought I could find you if I sat through a rainstorm, as if you were made of the same stuff as lightning. And I thought I could find you if I held on to an ice cube, as if you would be there when my hand opened. And I thought I could find you if I never closed my eyes, as if you might flash like a camera, because you are made of the softest parts of snow and the quiet sound of rain and the warm stuff melts the ice cube and the force that moves the waves. And I thought I could find you.
The rest of it is very old to me, because I do this every day. In my opinion, it's good to have a lot of different relationships in your lifetime. You know, try it all out. But don't write letters to your exes. Don't try and tell them everything they didn't know. They don't want to hear about it.
The first letter I wrote you was way too long, way too crazy, way too scary, way too sad. The second letter I wrote you was way too short, just said I love you, baby, please come back. Oh, and the third letter I wrote you, it was right down the middle, somehow it didn't quite sum it all up. fourth letter I wrote you, I did the best that I could do, and we both know that that was never good enough. Well, poor baby, I had nothing nice to say. I said it anyway. Somehow it made me feel better. Oh, but in the end, I guess it was probably for the best. But I never sent you those letters. The fifth letter I wrote you was one big long joke you probably wouldn't even think was very funny. And the sixth letter I wrote you was a strictly business note demanding you pay me back those last 2 months' rent money. Oh, but the seventh one was magic. It was totally romantic. It would have made your little boxer shorts melt. And the eighth time that I tried, I swear I couldn't even write. Just curled up and cried all by myself. Oh, I had nothing nice to say. I said it anyway. Somehow it made me feel better. Oh, but in the end, I guess it was probably for the best. I never bothered sending those letters. That's crazy. Crazy good. It was. I couldn't believe it. I play shows every day, and every day I hope and pray that the band will be really good. I'm always like, oh, please, 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 please. Let there be really good opening band. Tonight, perfect night. Perfect night. Everybody nailed it. Some nights you're like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. This is months and months of my life.
Just come back and see it.
I bet it's how Roger Ebert feels going to movies. Like when he went to see Kung Fu Panda, he's probably like, oh god, please. Please let Kung Fu Panda rule. And you know what? It did, and Roger Ebert was happy. That's all that matters. So rush to your local theater. What am I talking about? Oh, this is a song about doing things, and it seems really, maybe it seems ridiculously positive or something. Because you might miss the part where you're going to die very soon, or at least you're going to get old, and or maybe get married or something, or like, yeah, which is fine, but like, it's harder to accomplish things I've noticed. Except for Tom Waits, that guy nailed it once he got married. Marry someone more talented than you. You might accomplish something, but you're gonna drag them down. What am I talking about? That's not what this is.
Who did Tom Waits marry?
Who did he marry?
Yeah.
He married some genius woman that made his albums much better. I don't know what her name was. Kathleen Brennan? That song? There you go. Do you have Wikipedia on your iPhone or something? Okay, I'm gonna play this song. I stand by this. Name 10 things you wanna do before you die and then go do them. Name 10 places you really wanna be before you die and then go to them. Name 10 books you wanna read before you die and then go read them. Name 10 songs you wanna hear again before you die. Get all your friends together and scream them. Because right now, all you have is time, time, time. Yeah, but someday, that time will run out. That's the only thing you can be absolutely certain about. Think of all the things that are wrong with your life and then fix them. Think of all the things that you love about your life. Be thankful you are blessed with them. And think of all the things that hold you back and realize that you don't need them. Think of all the mistakes you have made in your life. Make sure that you never repeat them. Because right now, all you have is time, time, time. Yeah, but someday that time will run out. That's the only thing you can be absolutely certain about. 10,000 reasons why you never want to die. Go and tell someone who might have forgotten. you try to list the endless reasons why it's good to be alive, then just smile for a while about them. Soon the sun will rise and another day will come. Soon enough the sun will set, another day will be gone. And right now all you have is time, yeah, but someday that time will run out. That's the only thing you can be absolutely certain about.
This is the weirdest town in California. I don't know if you guys are aware of that. It's so weird. What the hell kind of town is this? I'm from Michigan. We really love California. We love the rest of the United States loves. And you know, it's a great thing. I don't know if you guys know it. You don't have to change it. You don't have to do anything. You just have to be. Had to live here, and everybody else is like, "Man, looks like they're having fun." The rest of us have to deal with reality, I guess. Like, snow and stuff. Yeah. This is my acapella. Usually, I have my the rest of my guys. Okay. So someone broke up with me. Oh no. And this is the song I wrote about it. It was for the best. I don't expect to still be your best friend. I don't expect we'll talk much after this. I don't get the feeling this is not the end. But that doesn't mean that I can't dream about you with your blue winter coat on, and dream about you with snowflakes in your hair, and dream about you kissing me, Christmas cookie kisses. And I don't expect to get over you easy. I don't expect the world to come to an end. I don't honestly think that you can't go on without me. But that doesn't mean that I can't dream about coming home to you late at night and dream about you asleep with the TV on, dream about you kissing me, warm, sleepy kisses. And I don't think it could have gone any better. I don't really think it could have got any worse. I don't honestly think we're gonna get back together, but that doesn't mean that I can't dream about you putting your shoes on by the front door, and dream about you grabbing your keys off the table, and dream about you kissing me goodbye, bye, goodbye. And that's it. Thank you very much. Thanks for setting it up. Thanks for coming.